Russian commander, and another woman from another country. And they came back. Those people came back. They only stayed for 18 days, but that was a short visit. But, you know, they had an extra seat on the way back, and that was for O'Hara. Anyway, they landed successfully in Kazakhstan, putting them down. And then once they get out, go to the medical tent, check up, and then they go back to their respective countries. One woman goes back to Belarus, a man goes back to Russia, and Laurel O'Hara gets on a NASA flight and a smoking plane and flies. I think they fly to Germany first, and then there she'll fly back to Houston. Any comments? WS2N.
Well, that was one of my questions I had tonight. How long, how many people were up there and when they were coming back? And
very good, Charlie. Yeah, well, now there's 7 on the International Space Station. And there's a total of 10 flying around in space, because now you have 3 more on
that time.
And it's Chinese. It's Tangong Space Station. So 10 people flying around on there. As of a couple days ago, there were 10 people on the International Space Station. Now there are 7, Charlie.
That must take a lot of food to feed that many people for months at a time.
Oh, yeah. They're sending up food, clothes, experiments on all these different flights that dock to the space station. You have the Cygnus cargo vehicle. We'll find Northrop Grumman that launches usually on the Antares rocket from Robb's Island, Virginia. But the launched on, well, the last one went up on a Falcon 9 rocket. So you have, the Cygnus cargo vehicle. You have the Dragon cargo vehicle without a crew that goes up again on Falcon 9. Then you have the Progress vehicle. That launched by Russia without a crew, which is very similar, you can't even tell the difference, to the crew vehicle of the Soyuz Russian rocket. So you have Progress, Cygnus, and the Dragon vehicle, and now you're going to eventually have a couple more going up there as well. Each one has tons of food on it, Charlie. Clothes, food, plenty of equipment. So you have Dream Chaser going up there. It's been going on for, let's see, 2000, almost 25 years.
Now, the today's space launch, is that going to the Space Center up there?
Oh, not today. That whatever launches they were is probably Starlink. I have to check. The one that just came back was from the space station. The next one that goes up to the space station, probably another cargo flight. It takes a lot of food and a lot of equipment. But when they talk about, never mind going to the moon, they talk about going to Mars, you would need a house full of food. For each person, will last a year and a half. You imagine. Dick K2RIW is talking about that all the time. You figure out how much a person is going to eat for a year, and then the amount of weight, what it would cost. He was great. He had all those numbers. Roy could tell you that. He listened to that all the time. All right. I guess Ed is gone. Rich. We had a long conversation last week about about the practicality of using people or robots to Mars or any other planet. You know, I have one other comment on that. Let me see if Richard's still there. Oh, okay. I don't know. But, you know, next time I talk to him, either during the week or whatever, we'll talk again about this. And I just want to say that without the human space flight, the government would have a hard time getting all your taxpayers to actually pay for some of the robotic space flight. That creates an interest when you have human space flight. People get excited about that. A lot of people don't mind, you know, having a space program of humans to go somewhere on Mars or an asteroid or something. So, you know, without that, you wouldn't have the money funding all this stuff to actually have robotic missions that we have. You know, we've actually had a number of robotic missions to Mars. We have a Viper mission, a robotic mission, another robot going to the moon at the end of the year. The rest of the world, they've done some interesting stuff too. The European Space Agency many years ago landed a probe on Titan. I think going around that, which is about the edge of the land, doing that. Voyager mission going to the stars. I think that would all be cool. You have a manned program, kind of a competition, especially, you know, with Russia years ago and that kind of thing. But with the time, we're going to close down for this evening. I'll turn it back to Roy. We'll be on tomorrow night, Monday. We have weather from InfoNet on my mark on the frequency. Roy, open to AC2GS, WX2N for the space network for the tech night. Back to Roy.
Very good. This is AC2GS.
What time are you on tomorrow?
The question about what time am I going to be what? The eclipse or with the club info net?
Both.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the info net is 8:30 on these frequencies. And tomorrow night, and during the day, I'm going to experiment on CW on 80 meters, whether I make the contact or not. I will tell. And that I'll probably start around a little before 2 o'clock. Yeah, probably 1:30. No, 1:30. I'll try a couple times until we get to the time that I have here. Yeah, 3:26 would be the maximum time for the eclipse. So I'll try that. And then after the eclipse, that ends officially at 4:37, so I'll probably go up to around 5 o'clock. So anyway, I would say from 1:30 to 5 o'clock, and I'll be at CW or not, but I'll be at 80 meters. I like 3.538. Back to you, John.
Okay. So, Roy, I'm sorry to extend further, but I'll be listening for you tomorrow.
Okay, let me write your call down. I keep forgetting.
June 73. Good night.
Okay, Charlie, let me write your call down. I keep forgetting.
Ready?
USL.
KE2AJU. Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Juliet Uniform.
Okay. If I hear da 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 da
Enjoy your night.
That'd be great. Have a good night. Boy, over to you.
Okay, very good. This is AP2. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the Space Center Report. Thank you for all that you do here on the technical net. Thank you for all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I especially appreciate it. I appreciate everyone who participated tonight. I hope you enjoyed our little puzzler. Hope I can find that one. So, we'll see how that works. Everyone have a safe week. Be well. Let's come back next Sunday night at 8 p.m. when we try and do this all over again. Please make sure you use proper eye protection if you're going to play around with the sun. I hate to have any listener go blind. So please, take care of yourself. And as always, I'd like to remind everyone of a couple of things. May rest in peace always ended his technical meds with the advice to be kind to each other. That's good advice anytime, especially now we live in weird times. So please try and be kind to friends, enemies, neighbors, strangers. We all need it. And, of course, good old hepatitis. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. Try to keep your mind open and, learn a couple of things every day. I certainly did with my watch purchase. Well, our rebels now are done, everyone. Have a great week. Be well. Stay safe. This is AC2CS, and I will close and go clear with the usual stint that I've been making for about years now, unfortunately. Slava Ukraine.
AC2CS, WB2BS Pro, if you still have a few minutes for it.
He must have shut down, Frank.
Well, certainly a long evening, is that good, Paul?
Yes, it is. I was about to pull the switch. Good evening, Frank. I'll come ahead and leave it up time for Echo.
No, you probably did. I've seen a bunch of other things. Anyway, yeah. Is it you or Roy that's going to be on the ABCW tomorrow?
Allow me. I'm just curious to see what happens, and I guess the whatever the results are, I'll send in to the science group, the citizen science group. A bunch of people doing it, so I'm going to try 80 meters. And I get on 3.538. Try that. Before, during, and after the eclipse.
That should be interesting. I may try to pop on if I can get a hold of a remote station in Connecticut for one of these movies to do, but I suspect that other people are going to grab it first. But that should be interesting. I don't know if we're close enough to totality to get really good propagation on 80 meters, but it might be close enough for some interesting propagation. I think 40 meters might really be interesting later in the evening when these stuff moves out over the North Atlantic. That I'm wondering if that'll provide some interesting propagation to Europe and Asia with both real sunset and the both sunset fairly close together over the North Atlantic.
Okay. It's probably right, but this group, the Citizen Science Group, they got people around the country, along the path and off to the side of the path as well. And they got 80 meters, 40 meters, 20 meters. All the bands, not the walk bands. Of course, Bone and CW. And then they're going to do the digital modes as well. I guess that's the 80. Then there's all kinds of other things that they're doing. They have, I don't know what he was talking about, he's got some kind of, I don't know if they use beacons or some kind of receivers or transmitters. They're doing some real weird things as well. So if you go to Mark's YouTube channel, and you look up the clips, one guy had... that did a great job and explained the whole thing. What this whole citizen science group. He did a real good job. So, that was about 2 months ago. So. And, there's all the modes, all the bands. I didn't have VHF. I don't know if they're going to do that. Probably not. If they're just interested in the ionic view. Thank you.
Hello? Yeah, there's nothing weird about the beacon stuff that they're using. RBN.org, a so-called reverse beacon network, just picks up data from CW and I think digital transmissions in the 5-7 and if you call PQ on meters, you probably see a spot of that on reverse beacon network, RBN.org. I think they're also picking up data from PSK Reporter, which is PSKReporter.org. Picked up FDA, PSK, for digital mode, including Whispernet. Those are very well known tracking sites. Go ahead.
Okay, I heard they're going to use that stuff, but I don't know, there was some kind of a gadget. I should watch that. Kind of gadget people had. I have no idea what it was. If you want this gadget, if you want to do this, you have to contact this guy Ed that did the presentation. He's got it. Not sure what that was all about. That's a good. I'm just gonna try 80 meters, I'm sure somebody will be trying 20 and somebody's going to be trying, all the bands maybe even 150. But, going to do so much, and then, you only have so much time to start going back and forth to own or different bands. I guess you can. I'm just going to stick to the one. Thank you.
Various contest groups with their stations set up with switch bands and modes very quickly and be very agile. So those of us who aren't set up for aren't accustomed to doing it, it's a little more challenging and more limited. What antenna are you going to be using at 80 meters and how much power?
It's a 100 watt dipole. Regular white dipole, 34 feet long. And works well. It's a coax hooked up to it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's enough for patients to work the world. I've worked BXCC, has just come up to 107 countries on 80 years using 100 watts to a dipole, remotely at a good location. And some of the contacts are actually on my old station in Brooklyn, which is even more limited than that. A well-tuned dipole is more than adequate. We're given lots of data. I think they have a good time tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. And no contact would be information, too. Yeah. Okay, it didn't work. I never got the XCC award thing. I did. Remember the Millennium Award? They had that, you know, when we switched over to the year 2000. The idea was to get 100 contacts, the contract. It could be, you know, any band, 80 meters, 15 meters, an amount. But that was the goal. If you could do 100 within that year, now you got these. You get the Millennium Award. I did get that back to you.
I wasn't quite active at that time, so I don't really remember that. I do remember, and I'm dating myself here, where the Bicentennial Award, the 1976, in the Bicentennial Contest, which is one of the few games when my neighbor's landlord was not home, so I could run my station full out with my 8220F and my mighty dipole. Anyway, I worked 49 states, and the bigger work was in all 50 stations in one weekend. I could not get a Delaware contact. I always thought it was in part due to not having such a meter antenna, because Delaware is just too close to work on the other band. So I sort of found since in Delaware it just became hard to work. But at any rate, that was probably one of the most heartbreaking things that's ever happened to me in amateur radio, was getting out on the big award for 50 states in the Bicentennial Contest in the 1930s. These things are really fun. It was fun to do, though. I had a ball and almost
that's terrible. Oh, my God. Yeah, but yeah, I remember getting down to a wire, trying to get all these different contacts, trying to get my 100 contacted. They all had to be different, you know. Wound up with QL cards from all over. They were coming in like months, years later. But yeah. Oh, you were in way before me then. 76. I got it in 1986. So, yeah. Maybe they got the Millennium idea from that. No, from that year. 1776. From the 1976. Yeah. Very good. Okay, I'm gonna sign. I've been on a long time, and I'm going to drink a something. Back to you, Frank. WS.
Yeah, okay, sounds great. Have fun tomorrow. Good luck. I'll try to look for you, but I'm probably not actually going to be on the radio that long. But you do seem to be so. Have a good night. Good luck in the contest.
It does sound like a con, but officially it's not. This is, you know, I don't think you win anything. It's just going to help the company group collect data. Okay, Frank, 73. WS to West there. Have a good night.
Bye.
KD2VHD.
Thank you. Mark Antoinette tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
From China. It's really a substantial unit, but it was like, the first time you buy something from them was like $9, which is crazy, but they came with a, I'm not even sure what it is, it's a two-pin round plug. I don't know if that's European or Chinese, I'm not sure, so I'm on chat with them trying to figure out if they're going to send me a replacement.
He plugged with the round thing?
Yeah, it looks like almost like two banana plugs. I'm not sure somebody else is in there.
Richie, did you buy a Quang Chang?
Yeah, it's the one that Steve YHY was talking about, but they had it on sale for like $8, I think it was.
Wow, $8. On the back of the charger, make sure that it says that it's from 100 to 120 volts. And then if you have the 110 to 120 charger, just cut that off and put a plug on it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see what they say in customer service. They seem to be a very good customer service. Hold on, talk to Steve for a minute, because they just sent me up when they read it. Kids of candy.
So, Steve,
John? Yeah, I'm going to check out the stuff. Actually, I should talk. Are you at home?
I am.
Okay, I am just getting home from the dentist right now, and I should talk to you on the telephone. I do have that one cabinet that I want to get to use over at the Hempstead site, and your offer would be greatly appreciated, but there may be some more stuff which I don't know if you'd want it. I'll talk to you about it in a few.
Call me.
Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
I'm N2ABG, N2ABG, KA2YHY.
Mark info net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
JD2AMZ, was that you, Mike? JD2OGB Mobile.
KD2ZJK. How are you? My name's Lawrence from Park Ridge, New Jersey.
Your voice kind of got me a little bit to mistake it for Mike. No worries. What was the call again? Mine is Kilowatt Delta, number 2, Ocean Golf Bravo, and Mobile.
Kilowatt Delta, Zulu, Juliet, Kilo.
Fly mark influence.
I got Kilowatt Delta 2, Zulu, Kilo, something.
Zulu, Juliet, Kilo. I'm a station in Park Ridge, New Jersey. What's your location there?
82ZJK, I gotcha. Kilo GB Mobile. Craig is the name. And currently leaving Babylon Station, finishing up my tour. I'm going to go to 7-Eleven in my town to see if they still got some special glasses. You ready for a little bit of totality?
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait for 2 o'clock to quit. I suppose everyone should mix some martinis and enjoy the show.
Well, the peak occurs at 3:25, so I'd probably wait until after 2:30 to watch it, but it'll certainly be so much fun. My brother is actually up in Vermont, so he's in the path of totality, but I'm not. So we're only going to see maybe a 90% solar eclipse, maybe an 80%. So We're not going to see a total here. We're probably only just going to see a partial.
Yeah, that's okay. No deal. I still enjoy it. It's an event. Had an earthquake on Friday. We have the clips today. You wonder if these things are connected, right?
Yeah. So, if you actually are very good with science and astronomy, they say that during a total eclipse, that's the only time you can actually see the sun's corona from Earth, where you see the ring basically around the sun, which is basically the surface, its corona.
Oh, I'm sure someone will get some great pictures of it. That'll be good, for sure. Hey, how am I hitting the repeater?
I don't know if you're going in through Glen Oaks or not, W2VL. I'm going through Middle Island, NY2H right now, which is the 440 machine. But you're kind of dropping in and out a little bit there.
I'm to 146.850 on 2 meter. I guess that's Glen Oaks.
Yeah, that's close. I'm on Middle Island. I could try Selden, but nowadays I'm listening more to the Middle Island UHF machine. I do on occasion listen to W2OQI, which is the Conic machine, 146.82.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm a good distance from the repeater, that's why. You know, I was asking, so I'm in northern New Jersey. So, you know, it's on the Europe there, 146.850 on the top of Queens and Nashville. So, it's interesting that I'm hitting it so well.
Yeah. Another interesting thing, surprise you. So, the moon's orbit is actually not completely perfect. It's actually on a slight tilt of about 5 degrees. If it wasn't tilted, we would have an eclipse every month.
That's incredible. That's a great statistic. So it's 5 degrees off.
Yes, because I get the way how the moon behaves, that's the reason why we wouldn't eclipse so often, but then be bored, unfortunately. So instead of one every month, we get a total somewhere on Earth about once every year and a half or so. But a complete total eclipse is where it only happens like once every few hundred years.
Yeah, that's amazing. That thoroughly is amazing. Yeah, I remember seeing an eclipse once, like major event here when I was a kid. So, but yeah, I'm so hyped up. Anyway, it's cool. Anyway, how so this Glen Oaks is connected to another repeater to the Kinect system there?
You're technically going through three repeaters right now. You have Glen Oaks, which is what you're going through right now. Then it gets relayed over to Selden, that's W2KPQ, and then you have the Middle Island machine, which is N2H, and that's the UHF machine. Plainview right now, still have honestly been talked of being two and two, or just three and then one standalone repeater, but it's kind of more of a 50-50.
Okay, how about the 220 in Glen Oaks? Is it connected?
Not off the top of my head. I don't know if it's connected or not, and I never even use the 220-meter band. I have access to it, but there's barely any active on it these days.
Yeah, I check it out. I check the 220 Glen Oaks out. Very little. There's not a lot. The Manhattan 220 repeater is the only machine where there's active use.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I'm just yawning a little bit here. Yeah, I usually try to pick the repeaters that have most activity, which that's the reason why I joined LIMAR, because I love all the members and I love all the topics we talk about, especially on the technical net every Sunday night.
Yeah, your technical net is good. I thought you had that on Thursdays as well.
Nah, you're probably thinking of the Trivia and Nostalgia Net. That's usually once in a while on a fifth Wednesday of the month. But because of my busy schedule, I've just had no time to even tap into the InfoNet. And as a result, I could not attend one of the ham fests. Had no clue about it until later in the evening.
Oh, well. They're lovely. No, that's good. You do have a good radio net. It is full. You feel for the true question. Okay, Greg. I'm going to jump here. Good talking to you. Again, my name's Lauren Lima, Oscar Romeo Echo Navajo. I'm in Park Ridge, New Jersey. I'm sure we'll connect again. Until then, I'll say 73 and return the airways to normal general use. 82ZJK, clear.
Yeah, 73. Good talking with you. Enjoy the eclipse. 82OGB Mobile. Exit 46, Sunrise, eastbound, stand by.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Hi, Mark Unimet. Tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Error
Lawrence of the South.
Yes, I understand what you are saying, sir. What I could see looked like a... No. It wasn't a total eclipse look to the... But it was like a giant halo up in the sky.
No, it's just that someone takes a bike out of the right front of the sun.
Yes, exactly. Now, I don't know which way, I don't know if it's going from left to right or right to left.
I know it started on the lower right, so I assume it's going up to the lower left, but be sure it's not nothing to the left. Then it's sure the left side, and the upper right side is closer.
Yeah, I'm at two of our I've been to two of our different beaches here, and the parking lots are full of cars. I guess people are down near the water looking. Myself, I've seen a clip before, so I'm excited about it.
Oh, I agree 100%. No, I remember back in 1965. I mean, this had a palace, and now it's interesting, but then, after you see totality, parcels like this are just okay.
Now, I thought you were younger than me. I guess you're a couple of years older.
I was born in 46, very end of 46, 1955. I was 18, going on 19.
That is what does not compute to me. I was born in 1941. In 1959, I was 18.
There's someone 5 years older than me. And in 1959, I was 12.
Okay, because you were in 55, you were 18. That's what that makes.
No, 65.
Okay, 65, now it's compute.
Yeah, it's all my dentures.
Yeah, all right. Well, I guess there's a couple of amateur events going on. A couple of... So I've been looking at Rich Squares. So I guess they're doing participating in that amateur radio thing for the eclipse.
I'm surprised. You read my comments about learning my dentist profile. I really need that.
What's going on with your dentist?
I have a dental appliance. A 5 o'clock dentist appointment, and I prefer to go appliance is removed. Right now, I am missing the dental appliance, because if you're not familiar with dental appliances, they don't have a quick release. So when they come loose, you just go with the flow, because it could be a real bad of a time to get loose when you want to. So right now, I have pulled out my dental pad, and my voice is a little slurred, and it is even say 1955 from 6 months.
Okay, now I understand what's on. Well, everything in my mouth belongs to me and is permanent. Not to say that there aren't some things that could have... They could have been supplemented in there.
Oh, I understand fully, but what happened to me is not my fault.
I will tell you something. They will tell you that a radiation ship that keeps up.
Oh, yeah, I know. One of the people I do through scouting, I have known him, Anton Bottenhofer. He was one of the engineers that was out in New Mexico when they were doing the nuclear bomb test. He said he went to see a dentist, and the first thing the dentist said to him, you've been exposed to radiation. He could see what had been eaten away in his mouth because of the radiation exposure.
Oh, yeah, those nasty days. They were messing around with stuff they didn't really understand, and sometimes they got open. No, my experience was much more intense.
Yeah, well, you'll understand that basically you wound up with what you wound up with, the throat cancer, and, I'm going to say 7-3.